All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we're back. Just doing a half hour, but, you know, we'll get to it in October, you know, so just wait for that. Plus, the views are even lower. Like, they're even lower than they were the last time I posted from this game. I don't know how much longer I'm gonna be able to go, because it doesn't seem like people want to watch this one. I'm sorry. I mean, we were so far into it, and I know things are just getting crazy. You're like, oh, I don't want to be bothered with that. I don't blame you, sir. But all right, let's continue. An electrical surge from her neck forcibly pulls Minori Azuka back into reality. Hey, wake up, you fucking alien. Come on. She feels the hard sole of a military boot stomp down her back. On her back, rather. The rugged boot bites into her skin. Minori's petite body spasms in pain, her body breaking into a cold sweat. Yet she feels as though it actually woke her up with something terribly distant. She heard that voice again. She's begun hearing that voice so much more often than before. It feels like she's going mad. Her body's too stunned to stand up, or maybe the fatigue and lack of sleep that the continual abuse have inflicted on her is simply sapping her endurance. After a month's worth of follow-up inspection, she was given permission to be reinstated as a special warfare trooper, but even so, she's still subjected to rigorous monitoring, and her reinstatement is only considered to be temporary, because of course it is. When she was a lab sample, Dr. Bakashi made sure to provide her with plenty of nutrition, even if it was quite unpalatable. But now that she's been reinstated, she's only given the bare minimum of food she needs to survive. Food isn't the only thing she doesn't have enough of either. She's only allotted a mere 5 liters of water, 3.5 of which she needs for drinking. The 1.5 liters that remain are all she has left to wash her clothes and body. Of course, that isn't enough to wash herself properly. The smell of cum and grime rising from her body is just another form of abuse she must endure. Tch, doesn't look like she's getting up. Making her get up is a pain. Let's just do her while she's on the floor. Oh, they're gonna rape me again. That vague thought crosses Minori's mind. How many people will rape her today? When she comes back from clearing debris around the cathedral, several men always rape her in the deployment port. As always, her fellow women would see her and mock her. All of them look pretty gaunt, albeit not to the degree that Minori does. There's a haggard yet oddly slutty aura around them, like that of whores walking through the slums of a city. Some of them even seduce the men, giving in to the very same arousal they feel when seeing Minori getting raped. Some get raped in the locker rooms, others in the hallways after they change out of their uniforms. Minori has countless memories of these moments, where the other girls are subjected to cocks and insults and violence. There's so many instances that she can't even remember a particular one. Being treated like a sexual outlet for a year is like an execution. Both men and women have gotten used to treating her like one. Hey, but better pussy's rotten. It's still dripping from the guy who fucked her before, and she I think he's actually saying, but her pussy's rotten. It's still dripping from the guy who fucked her before, and she smells. I don't want warts on my dick from fucking her. Minori's cleft is wide open and dripping with white cum. The man who fucked her earlier left her overflowing with his seed. I mean, I could fuck anyone else. I'd rather do that Nana chick instead, but good luck getting an appointment with her. Damn. Oh, so Nana really is being taken advantage of by the men. And by so many of them, it's hard to get an appointment to sleep with her. But Minori can't do anything to help Nana, nor does Minori have anyone to help her in turn, like Ayusha used to do for her. She's nothing more than a helpless, powerless whore. You got it backwards, man. There's value to fucking her exactly because she's a stinking hole with the cum of dozens of men in her. Try it. Despite all the terrible violations she's been through, the folds of Minori's vagina are still a vivid red color. Well, fine, if you say so. The two officers grab Minori. One of them fucks her from behind while the other claims her mouth. Despite how exhausted she is, being treated like this is enough to make her vagina drool with hunger. She has to resist her urges to obscenely buck her hips. Oh, she stinks so bad, I swear she's probably diseased, but it does feel good inside her. Passing on this pussy would have been a loss. He lifts up her small body and thrusts his cock into her, slapping his waist against hers. Her plump butt shines and blue mark surfaces on it, accepting his thrusts no matter how forceful they are. Her folds pleasantly tighten around him. She doesn't feel overused and tired, she only feels good. That's why she's only treated as an object that's only useful because it has an ass and pussy. Right, see, this is why I make sure to fuck her once a day. She's good at sucking cock too. Go on, suck harder, you fucking friend killer. The man grabs Minori. What? The man grabs Minori's matted hair and yanks her head closer to his waist. Sadly enough, Minori's lips naturally pucker in order to better please him. She's been fucked so many times, doing so has been beaten into her mind to the point of being conditioned reflex. Ouch! She starts by thoroughly licking all over his rod, tracing over with his tongue. She then narrows her mouth and sucks hard on it. She bobs her head back and forth, ignoring how his tip pokes the back of her throat. She simply mechanically and diligently services him like a robot. Oh, this is good. This is fucking great. You've got the right idea. Fucking her once every day. Oh. The man excitedly thrusts his hips, mercilessly using his cock to gouge into the back of her throat. She eagerly sucks his dick, brushing her lips against his shaft in an attempt to urge him to come. Her face has become red with exertion. Whoa, did you do something just now? She's squeezing even harder on me. The man behind her moans as the sound of their clashing waist grows louder. I just poked her throat a bit, tightened her up for you by choking her good, ain't it? Real considerate of you, buddy. As they fuck her from both ends, the men cackle with flushed faces. They pump their waist deeper, intending to finish their debauchery. Minori's felty body shakes back and forth. For all the men are concerned, she's nothing but a sexual outlet, a bunch of holes to be thrust into. Oh, gonna come. Me too. Their waist shake as they unleash their liquids into her flesh. Despite this horrible abuse, Minori's vagina clings to the man's cock, sucking up every drop of his cum like a vacuum. Oh, it's like I'm getting sucked in. The man thrusts his waist a few more times, spilling his seed into her vagina. Some of it visibly overflows, spilling onto the floor and forming a puddle. The man raping her mouth shoots his load as well before pulling out. His waist spasms again as he comes all over her face. After a month as a human toilet that gets electrocuted, she forgets to say these words, a familiar line automatically spills from her lips. Thank you so much for using me. She doesn't have to say it anymore, but it's become a reflex for her. Her body isn't the only thing that's changed. Even her heart is embracing her role as a sexual relief station. I'm already crazy. How long has it been since the men left? Minori braces her hand against a wall to support herself, rather. It's not a support wall. It supports because it is a wall. Her feet slip on the cum and body fluids pulling beneath her, but she finally manages to stand up again. The saliva filling her mouth is swollen with cum, and the only thing she's wearing are her collar and her shoes, which she put on after they were thrown at her. She staggers to her feet and turns to leave when... Hey, you forgot something. She feels something light hit her back. Looking down at the object that fell to the floor, she sees it's the top of the UEF Special Warfare Trooper uniform. For Minori, this is her final reminder that she's a Special Warfare Trooper. She hurriedly picks it up and tries to put it on, but all its buttons have been removed. It sits on her shoulders, hanging open so that her breasts are revealed. The stench of cum is soaked into the fabric. Ha ha! If you started forgetting this thing, I guess you're finally completely done for, aren't you, First Lieutenant Minori Azuka? It's this terrible man, the first to humiliate her, the first to lay hands on her, the one who persistently harassed and molested her during inspections. He is the man that Carly drugged her, and forced her to speak her first words of submission. Even when she worked towards her reinstatement, he took advantage of her emotions, using her as a sexual relief station for a month. And even now, he still continues to treat her as less than human. Can I help you? She speaks to him gravely, momentarily forgetting about her suppression collar. Heh, I guess you still need some disciplining. You should be saying, please use me, I beg of you right now. He looks down at her and speaks in a victorious tone. I'm a special warfare trooper. That duty is already over. Calling yourself a magical girl when you have an alien's mark on your ass? Cheeky of you. Even that nerd banker doesn't care about you anymore. A lot of our friends died because of you shitty aliens during that battle, you know? No one's gonna forgive you anymore, you alien. I've been officially recognized as a special warfare trooper. Yeah, because you sold your body and killed your best friend. I could never do something that shameful. Imagine a top ranker dying like that. I would never do that. Yeah, you wouldn't, Minori. Minori looks into his face, stunned. I mean, it's you we're talking about. Forget selling your friend out. You're probably blaming yourself for not being able to save her. Your magical girl power got weaker, didn't it? Huh? She can't believe he'd say anything like that. But he's right. Her power as a special warfare trooper is now so weak that merely flying is a challenge. That's why she's been taken off of her patrol duties. Instead, she's forced to do the debris removal work normally delegated to the male officers. This earned her the moniker of Female Hyena among the other special warfare troopers, as they call the men's debris removal duties hyena work. She wasn't even supplied a new set of special enhancement gear after she lost it during the battle, so she's entirely naked the moment she returns to the deployment port. Whenever she finishes her duties and her special warfare gear disappears, the men immediately pounce on her. They turn her rape into a spectacle that the other girls have to see. And in between sessions, they electrocute her for the sheer fun of it until she's forced to uncontrollably urinate and defecate, robbing her of her dignity. Heh, why are you so surprised? I know you all the way down to your asshole. The fact that this man understands her so well doesn't make her feel any better. If anything, it feels terrible. God, he sounds like Beavis and Butthead. Callahan starts laughing all of a sudden. But you know, that doesn't really matter. I'll just do you either way. Callahan suddenly pushes Minori back, pressing her against the wall. This doesn't surprise Minori at all. This is the kind of man he is. That's all you want in the end, isn't it? Just get it over with. Minori uses one hand to part her buttocks and the other to spread her pussy so wide that it's almost like she ripped it open. If this man is going to have his way with her, she wants to be sure it ends quickly. Her spread labia are still red and dripping with cum from the last time she was fucked. The scent of the overflowing semen and her dripping love juices hang in the air. The CC pattern lights up, surfacing on her butt. Why are you disobedient? You want to get fucked too, don't you? Well, it's not like what you want matters anyway. Callahan slowly unzips his pants, making a show out of it. This is the cock that fucked you the most out of everyone. Just looking at it makes you drool, doesn't it? The man's huge, ugly cock towers from his crotch, its bumps increases, granted the appearance of some sort of strange creature. His words conjure memories of all the times she was raped before, and makes her lower half throb as she swallows nervously. Brings back memories, doesn't it? No slut can forget me and my dick. Realizing he can tell what she's thinking, Minori stiffens in place. Well, I forgot, He pushes his dick against her ass, rubbing himself into the cleft between her buttocks. She can feel the heat of his arousal against her skin. The CC organ that fused with her womb beats like a second heart, causing love juices to begin leaking anew from her crotch. Her clit turns erect, doubling in size, and starts to shake. Is that so? Then I'll just have to remind you. His large cockhead presses against her slit. She can feel its heat shoot all the way up into her womb. He hasn't even inserted it yet, but her cute breasts are already burned with heat. Already burned with heat, rather. An anxious tingle runs through their tips. I can tell, Minori, your womb's throbbing for me. Your clit's hard, you horny whore. Minori wants to retort somehow, but as she tries to think of something to say, he pushes all the way in at once, his hips slapping vigorously against her butt. Having guys who come in no time is a waste for a slut like you. That's not even Callahan's sprite. He then starts thrusting in and out of her. His balls swinging. Well, that's not his CG model. That's not Callahan. He then starts thrusting in and out of her, his balls swinging against her inner thighs. Each time he pulls back, his large glands pulls back, her folds that cling to it, revealing her glistening insides. Then, as if giving in to their pull, he thrusts back into her. This isn't enough to... Minori struggles to withstand his thrusting, but her body won't listen. Ah ha ha! Since you became an alien, your pussy started feeling even better. Every bump inside you sticks to me. This feels great. Each of his thrusts feel like it's reaching all the way into her diaphragm. Her lower half is being modeled into the shape of his cock. This won't break me. Sparks fly in her vision. It feels like her mind is whiting out. Nah, my slave pussy feels so good. You're going so deep, you're fucking me all the way to my stomach. She can't recognize her voice as her own, she can't stop screaming. This is too much. It feels good. She's going crazy, but it feels so good. Callahan's fingers spread apart her butt, letting her intestinal fluids overflow out of her rectum. I'll have to check out this hole later, too. I look forward to seeing how you melt. All hell the aliens, huh? No, stop it. Don't do that. Her butthole's already used to sex, so if this cock's gonna go inside her, the thought makes Minori shudder, her heart racing in anticipation of further pleasure. Don't be shy. This is a moment between me and my slave. Excuse me, this is just a moment between me and my slave. Your body belongs to me already. Even as he whispers, he never stops thrusting into her for a moment. I'm not your... Don't stir me up like that. Minori shakes her butt as he drives his cock into her, shaking their own hips with desire. her cute breasts shake entertaining the man dominating her. Oh, your nipples are completely erect. Now this is getting interesting. No, don't! Minori scrambles to escape his hands that reach for her breast, but that only makes her breast jiggle and further satisfies her ruthless conqueror. His rough, ferocious hands grasp Minori's breasts and squeeze them hard. My boobs! Milk squirts from her nipples. I didn't think you smell like milk. So you were lactating after all. Now isn't this just great? Guess you're a fucking cow now, Minori. Callahan cackles as he squeezes her breasts again and again. Minori squeals every time her milk squirts into the air. No, no, stop it. Just stop. As he squeezes more milk from her breast, Callahan keeps plowing Minori's pussy, gradually cornering her. I don't want to come. No. Minori screams and twists her body as he milks her. After being raped so much, Minori's used to sex with this man, knows her body so intimately that his rampage across her body is even more fearsome than before. Heh. Talk about a shameful orgasm, but I'm not satisfied yet. Even with her body sensitive from her recent orgasm, Callahan continues lashing out his lust at her. Ah, please, let me rest. Minori begs Callahan, gazing at him with moist, wavering eyes. She probably isn't even aware of the expression she's making, but only serves to make her look even more alluring. Heh. So you finally got that lustful look in your eyes, huh? You're a bona fide sex slave now, Minori. His ugly cock slips back into Minori, making her body blend and bend in pleasure. And yet... Nah, no, I'm not. I'm a special warfare trooper. Callahan looks at her with oddly kind eyes and whispers as if pitying her attempts to resist. I guess you just haven't noticed yet, but this time around, you've been the one seducing me all along. If you were the same as before, you wouldn't have tried to lure me in like this. Ah, these words make Minori's heart freeze. As desperate as she is, she was the one who showed up. She was the one who showed her genitals to him and invited him to fuck her. Your body isn't the only thing that's becoming more obscene. Your heart's becoming slutty, too. You're done for, both mind and body. It feels like there's a widening hole growing inside her heart. Callahan thrusts his thick flesh into her as if trying to plug that hole with his member. You're no magical girl anymore, you're just Minori Azuka, the horny fuckhole. Minori's willpower wavers and snaps and chatters, pleasure washes through her. My pussy feels good, being a slave feels good, do my ass too. As unrestrained obscenities escape her lips, Minori's mind sinks into the morass of intoxicating, melting sensations. She hears a voice. We see. So that's what becoming one means for your species. I see. So that's the existence you want to become one with. Hey, become one with us too. It'll feel even better. It's that delusion again. Hey, let's become one. It'll even be more... Well, they're saying it'll be even more wonderful. Hey, let's become one. It'll be even lovelier. Hey, let's become one. It'll feel even better. No, no, this is wrong. Not with him. No, no, no! Even as she burns in the flames of pleasure, Minori ardently denies the delusion's words. It feels like she's losing her mind. Completely losing her mind. No more. I'm gonna come inside you, I'm gonna come inside you, Minori Azuka. Take it all inside your dirty whore pussy. Callahan's hot lust spews into Minori's body, rapidly overflowing. My slave pussy feels good. Finally, she's done. She doesn't want to think anymore. Thinking will just drive her further down into insanity. She's finally completely losing it. She can tell. She's noticed it the whole time, but she's been averting her eyes from the truth. She's not a special warfare trooper anymore. She's a human toilet, a sex doll, a sexual relief station. Not a special warfare trooper. This is all she is now. She's not alive anymore. She suddenly feels something touch her chin and lift her face. Ah, someone's gonna rape her again. It really is you, Minori. Nana's right in front of her, gazing into her face with eyes full of concern. Why? Right. This must be another delusion. Ever since they witnessed Ayusha's final moments, Nana never came to see Minori again. Minori evaded Nana too, since she thought being around Nana would only get Nana into further trouble. But her efforts were in vain. From what she heard, Nana was being subjected to days of ruthless rape all the same. Minori, it's me. It's Nana. Don't you recognize me? Nana, it's you. Nana squats down on the corridor's floor and lifts up Minori's head. That's right, it's me. Nana looks so alluring and cute. She smells nice. Why would someone like her ever touch a worthless, defiled sex slave like Minori? No, stay away from me. They'll do something terrible to you. For some reason, Nana has a bright smile on her lips. She then orders someone behind her. Boys, can you carry the Minori over to my room? Pretty please? Several men pick her body up, grimacing at her stench, and then throw her onto something. Not like that. Don't rough her up. Even when she's like this, you shouldn't hurt poor Minori. Apparently, Minori's been placed on a stretcher. Men stand up on either side of it, picking her up. Nana looks down at Minori. You don't have anything to worry about anymore, Minori. Her voice is soft. October 16th. Wow. Okay, so we're done with September, and now we're on October 16th. Minori awakens to a pleasant, nostalgic scent. She's in an unfamiliar room. Where is this? She's on a bed she's never seen before. It's got red, gaudy covers that give the room a cute atmosphere. You're in my room. Nana wears her uniform as if it's not a military uniform, but a schoolgirl's outfit. You must have been exhausted, Minori. After you took a shower, you just passed out and slept the whole day away. She remembers now. She was carried into this room on a stretcher, and then Nana urged her to take a shower. At first, Minori hardly had used any water. She's been conditioned into using only a limited amount just to wash her crotch and armpits. But when she realized she could use as much water as she needed, she grew bolder and eventually went as far as slathering her entire body with soap. The relaxing warmth of hot water and the refreshing feeling of rinsing away all her sweat seemed to also wash away her fatigue. But at the same time, she was overcome with sleepiness. She borrowed a towel and entered a place full of Nana's familiar, comforting smell. It made her feel so calm that she simply fell asleep on the bed. In the nude at that, how shameless. Minori goes red, wondering if Nana's gonna hate her for that. But Nana simply hands Minori a cold drink and a cute glass. It's good. For the past month, the only thing she was allowed to drink were water, cum, and piss. Compared to that, the sweet acidic flavor of apple juice is heavenly. Nana takes a seat next to Minori. It really is you. Nana hugs Minori tightly, pressing her plump breasts against her friend. I'm sorry it took me so long. It took me a while to prepare everything. Just seeing Nana after so long was a relief, so Minori went along with her, but... No, if you're with me, the men might start treating you horribly, too. It would put Nana through the same routine of terrible rape Minori has been enduring. Don't worry, I'm getting by really well. Even if people see me with you, nothing bad's going to happen. It doesn't seem like Nana's lying, but that only confuses Minori even more. Nothing bad's going to happen? But I thought they were treating you badly because you were friends with Yusha and me. Boo, that's cold, Minori. We weren't just friends. We were the best of besties. We were the best of best besties. She takes the glass from Minori's hand, places it on the bedside table, then hugs her tightly again. Minori-chan, Are you mad at me, Minori? I mean, I avoided you. Nana asked Minori that with upturned eyes, her voice slightly concerned. Of course not. I think it only makes sense you'd do that. What Callahan said drove the truth home. Minori's body is already changing. She's turning from soldier into a sex slave. No, that transformation is already complete. Even putting aside the fact that getting involved with Minori could earn Nana the same treatment, it only makes sense that everyone would want to avoid a terrible person like Minori. But Nana only smiles cheerfully. That's my Minori. I really appreciate the way you care about me like this so naturally. But you know, you really don't have to worry about me at all. Now I'm strong enough to save you. Minori can't imagine it. While she had to serve as the cathedral's collective sex slave, she could only observe other people's words and actions, guessing at what was happening elsewhere. It seemed like the women have all submitted to the men, submitting to them for a degree of safety. They offer their bodies to the men whenever they're asked, anywhere, and any time. Minori is regarded as even lower than those women. She's nothing more than a living toilet. But Nana only smiles cheerfully. You look like you can't even understand what I mean. You probably think all the girls are helpless and have to obey the men, right? Minori nods. Well, you see, that's not the case with me. Nana stands upright and strikes a pose. See? My hair's all sleek and my skin's sparkly. I'm not all tired like the other girls, right? I'm a shining, sparkly Nana. She's right, Nana does look different from the other girls. She doesn't look like someone who's molested and abused each and every day. She doesn't look like she spends every moment dreading the possibility of getting on a man's bad side. She looks healthy, like she's eating, sleeping, and bathing properly. How did you manage to do that here, on this base? Nana adorably cocks her head like she's wondering how to explain it. Well, you see, I basically gave the men a little something-something, and they keep me safe in exchange. The words don't fit together in Minori's mind. What Nana just said doesn't make any sense. I guess you don't know what something-something means. Well, simply put, it means I make the men feel really good. In other words, guys, she gives them the girlfriend experience, if you haven't noticed, and according to several girls at the Bunny Ranch and the Chicken Ranch, there's a lot of different ranches out there in Las Vegas where the girls are. Most services that men request now is the girlfriend experience, which is what she offers. What? Minori finally realizes what Nana means. Nana's offered up her body to the men in exchange for their protection. Everyone treats me real good. I think I have like 10 people who protect me like that. You remember Banker? Well, Banky's one of them. Minori remembers Second Lieutenant Banker. He's the one who forces delusions onto Minori and treated her like a dress-up doll. He was no different from Callahan, even if the details of his obsession are different. And the guys that carried you here? They're some of the nicest guys in my group. They do anything I ask. Nice guys? They're just doing it to have sex with you. Oh lord, are they gonna become hookers on the ship? Is that what... Is that what this is about to turn into? I kind of wish I could get more girls on board too, like lighten my share of the work, so I want you to help me out with that, Minori. Minori's eyes widen in shock. Her friend suddenly looks terrifying and entirely different than how she remembers. Nana's asking her to sell her body to the men. Once that realization sinks in, having Nana stand over her while she's dressed and Minori still naked suddenly feels very frightening. Minori reflexively moves to cover up her privates, but... How? You look like... I mean, how do you turn a whore into a courtesan? I mean, you look like you think you can't do it, but don't worry. I know you can do it. You just have to learn the trick and you'll see it's easy. It feels like her best friend's gaze is fixed on her body in a clingy, sticky sort of way. I can't do that. I won't sell my body. Three days ago, you handled a total of 39 men. By the way, there's a rapper that recently said her body count was 2,000. And some guy did the groundwork for that. And it's a lot of men. A lot of men at one time. I've got it all recorded, so I know. Ah! There were indeed a few days where she was being recorded the whole time. Minori can't believe it was only 3 days ago, though. Being raped for days at a time made her lose her perception of time. Oh my good lord! First, there were the three men in the locker room before you went on your mission. Then, when you came back to the deployment port, you got fucked by 7 men there. All the girls were watching, and you pissed and pooped yourself. Oof. They had to hose down the deployment port's floor with recycled water to clean it up. They then jammed the hose into her mouth and ass until her stomach swelled up, only to stomp on her bloated belly and electrocute her. God, they could have killed her! After that, you got fucked by 10 more men in the locker room. God damn! They're running trains on her! They electrocuted you 8 more times and released you 3 hours later. And then the Indian doctor inspected you. After that, 12 men fucked you in the corridor. After that, 5 more men took you into their room and fucked you there. 2 more guys fucked you in the warehouse you sleep in. That makes 39. Damn! Stop it. She's shocked. Her best friend saw all the hideous things she's been put through and the way she cracked under absurdity after being trained into obscenity and forced into helplessness. Yep, that's all. But between your ass, pussy, mouth, and the times you toyed with yourself, the total number is even higher. She thought she was desensitized to all of it by now, but hearing that Nana has been through so much makes Minori shudder. But I fuck 5 men a day at most. Well, I'll be damned. Keeping that body count low, is she? And usually, it's just 3. And if I give the guy a special treatment, it's just 1. It feels really good for me, and all the men are gentle with me. Being raped and sleeping with men because you want to is completely different. Minori's right. Nana sits back down next to Minori and gently takes her hand. I realize we're over 30 minutes, but I do want to finish this scene. Minori, tell me, do you hate me now? Minori bites her lip and shakes her head. Then, do you scorn me? Minori shakes her head again. Nana's only doing what's reasonable, given the place they're in. Minori knows this, especially after experiencing firsthand how terrible this space can be to someone. Minori, listen. I understand how messed up this is, but this is the best way of handling this place. Maybe it is, but... I see. I guess you don't know. Or maybe you're just acting like you haven't noticed? I guess you wouldn't know since you haven't gone out to battle. Nana's tone is gravely serious. Huh? You see, I can't come up with ideas like Yusha's. I don't have the smarts for that. But her kinds of methods don't work here anymore. Nana tightly grips Minori's hand, imploring her to listen and take what she's about to say to heart. We don't need fighting magical girls anymore. What? These words fundamentally refute Minori's very identity of being a soldier. That can't be. I mean, you're going on patrols, and yeah, maybe I'm useless for that now, but... The aliens changed. You just don't know, Minori. The aliens hardly approach us anymore. What? But why? By now, we sometimes see some of those flying dicks, but no umbrella or dress aliens. I guess the battle in August was really hard on them. The Great August Invasion. Perhaps they exhausted their forces during that battle, so Paradise Lost has only a bare minimum of forces remaining. You know how we used to go in groups of three? We go in groups of two, or even just alone by now. And I'm strong, so I go alone. But if that's the case, shouldn't we take this chance to attack Paradise Lost? Even as she asks that, her heart aches as she remembers that she's useless as a soldier anyway. Well, we're all trying to survive here too. All our aces died, so I'm the top ranker now. Though I guess if you make a comeback, you'll take my spot. Minori remembers the many corpses she saw on that battlefield. The fellow members of the Offensive Reconnaissance Unit, the girls that colluded with Yusha in an attempt to expose the things happening in the cathedral, and Yusha herself and the way she died right in front of them. So you see, all the fighting's behind us, at least for this year. So for all the cathedral and the men are concerned, they don't need us to fight anymore. What do you think is going to happen to us then? If there's no more need for soldiers and magical girls, a special warfare trooper corps are merely women. In this base's case, they're nothing but sluts. Minori realizes that now, and perhaps she's merely seeing the reality she once denied. Even if she's no longer monitored and freed from her collar, she'll never be a soldier again when there are no more enemies for her to fight. She'll be nothing more than an outlet for the men's lust. No, no, that's bad. Minori can't stop her tears from welling up. I became a soldier to get back at the monsters that ruined my home, but now... Nana says nothing, simply hugging Minori tightly. What do I do? What should I do now? Nana's body is as soft as ever. The comforting, sweet fragrance of her perfume envelops Minori. Nana waits for Minori to calm down before whispering to her again. But you know, Minori, I want you to survive. I want us to survive, even if we're stuck in this awful place. If you absolutely don't want to, you don't have to please the men. I'll take your share of the sex, too. Minori can tell Nana is serious, but she knows she still can't accept it. I can't do that. I'll just leave, so don't get involved with me anymore. But Nana just wraps her arms around Minori even more tightly, holding her in place. No, you can't. At this rate, your heart and body will break. Your heart will probably go first. Minori isn't strong enough to simply brush off her best friend's sincere words. Doing what Nana suggests, though, will mean having to sell her body in exchange for safety. She might have been brutally raped every day with the men penetrating each and every one of her holes and even forcing her to defecate in public. But to voluntarily please them of her own will? No. Not long ago, she did exactly that with Callahan. Minori manages a sad, forlorn smile. Right, she's already crossed that line. Fine, Nana. I'll do as you say. I'm sorry. When I carried you into this room, I knew you wouldn't be able to say no. But Nana honestly and earnestly wanted to save Minori. It's fine. We're besties, right? To think that she's become a woman who sells her body. That thought makes Minori shudder. But when she thinks of Nana's sincere desire to find a way for both of them to survive here, Minori has no choice but to bitterly swallow her pride. She's not any good at speaking with people or gauging emotions. If it's to lighten Nana's burden, Minori is prepared to become an outlet for those lustful men's desires. Even if she'll be handling less of them, she's ready to be treated as a subhuman living toilet. What did it say? You don't have to worry about anything, Minori. I'll teach you all about how to handle men. Nana says, her eyes glittering for some reason. I'm a lot more experienced than you when it comes to this. I'm an expert, so just do everything I tell you and you'll be fine. So our best friend is about to teach her how to satisfy men. But if that'll make life easier for Nana, Minori has no choice but to comply. Minori's heart is heavy with conflicting emotions. Just watch the way I handle them and learn from example. You'll be fine. Watch you. I have a monitor set up in the other room. Or excuse me, I'll have a monitor set up in the other room. It'll let you see everything that happens here. Minori can't imagine just staying put while watching her best friend sleep with a man. But I have my duties during the day. Oh, that. Don't worry about it. I already put an application for a paid vacation on your name, so you have the rest of the month off. Paid vacation? At this point, that phrase sounds like an alien language from another world.
どうせカテドラルから出られないし、非番の日も多かったから、誰も使ってなかったけどね。
I was also surprised the first time I heard about it, but yeah, it's a thing here. But nobody ever used it because we can't leave the cathedral. We all have a lot of off-duty days saved up. And you went through so much bad stuff that you have to take some time off. If you get too skinny, your ribs will start sticking out, so you're gonna have to get a nice hot body that'll make the boys go crazy for you. Yeah, right. A body that'll make the boys go crazy for. Minori can't bring herself to agree with that wording. Just then her stomach growls. Her appetite doesn't seem to care if she's in the middle of a conversation. Minori, you're so cute, but I was thinking we should get something to eat together today. Nana takes two meals from the ration box on the wall. Minori realizes that, between the paid vacation and the food, she can't really refuse Nana's suggestion anymore. Ta-da! Today we have big burgers, potatoes, a salad, and melon for dessert. Since the only things Minori have eaten recently were expired combat rations, this is the first decent meal she's had in quite some time. Lunch with Minori. I thought we'd never get to eat together again. Minori's glad to see her so pleased. She can't deny that she's happy for this, too. But... hey, Nana, isn't there something I can wear? She's standing under the room's light with her clit and nipples exposed, making it awkward to remain face-to-face with Nana while they eat. Not really. I mean, I'm not your size, Minori. Huh? Then, what about the uniform I had on? I threw that thing away. The smell won't come out of it no matter how much it's washed. There's no malice to her words. Right, but I need to wear something. Don't worry. Everyone kept stripping you, and you're gonna strip for the boys anyway, so you might as well get used to being naked. Just think of it as practice. Yeah. She has to get used to this if she's going to live with Nana from now. She has no choice but to accept. October 17th. It's beautiful. Hey, let's become one. It'll be even more wonderful. Yes, maybe, but I don't want to become one with you. Hey, let's become one. It'll be even lovelier. Yes, maybe, but I don't want to become one with you. Hey, let's become one. It'll feel even better. Yes, maybe, but I don't want to become one with you. Why not? Overcome with an odd sense of terror, Minori opens her eyes. Okay, well, this is where we're gonna let off for now. I'll do some more tomorrow, and then that's all we're gonna do until October, which is kind of odd because that's where we'll be in the story, October. But it won't take us till January to finish the story because we are definitely going to rock through this as we do our horror stuff because I think this kind of classifies, so we will definitely be doing that, especially if things get rough, even though I don't expect them to, but that's what the story seems to do. Make things happen that are great, and then subvert your expectations, and then things are great, and then subvert your expectations, and then things are great. So things will probably fuck up again here too, but I don't know. But I didn't hear that there was light at the end of the tunnel, finally, after everything. So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll be out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner for one more time this month, and the last day of Animagus with Deadonigus. Stay tuned.